USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Philippine government is promising to destroy those behind a deadly twin bombing that killed at least 27 people at a Philippine church this morning and wounded at least 77 others. No group has yet claimed responsibility, but police say they suspect Abu Sayyaf, a militant group that has pledged allegiance to ISIS and has carried out attacks in that region in the past.
The lesson I hope the Democrats learn here is that they can't just not negotiate.
That's a White House spokesman after one government shutdown ends, but negotiations are now just beginning to try to keep another one from happening in just 3 weeks.
They can't offer nothing and expect something to get done.
That's White House spokesman Hogan Gidley. The short-term deal does not include any border wall funding, but President Trump says that funding will have to be any long-term solution. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A suspect in a Louisiana killing spree this morning is still on the run at last check. Authorities have been searching for 21-year-old Dakota Terrio, who is accused of fatally shooting 5 people at 2 locations. The sheriff of Ascension Parish says his deputies responded to a double homicide there. And then?
We received information from the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office that they were currently working a triple homicide there.
After a week of torrential rains, the death toll from floods, landslides, and a tornado in Indonesia now stands at least 68. Rescue teams are desperately searching for the missing. At least 7,000 residents have been displaced. 5% of adults in the UK believe the Holocaust is a myth. This new poll commissioned by the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust found another 8% believe the number of victims has been exaggerated. The Trust CEO calls it a shocking level of widespread ignorance and denial. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The United Nations Security Council calls an emergency meeting to address a crisis in Venezuela. Last year, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was reelected in an election that many call fraudulent. This past week, the opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself interim president, and the U.S. immediately recognized him as such. Russia is backing Maduro. At the Saturday meeting of the council, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on the Security Council to support the opposition to Maduro.
The United States is helping to recover a brighter future for Venezuela. We're here to urge all nations to support the democratic aspirations of the Venezuelan people as they try to free themselves from former President Maduro's illegitimate mafia state.
Meanwhile, Maduro's accusing the U.S. of orchestrating a coup attempt. That after he ordered U.S. diplomatic personnel to leave Venezuela last week, which most of them have not yet done. Oh, and then there's this. Do not kiss or hug your pet hedgehog. It's a warning from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Officials say a salmonella outbreak affecting 8 U.S. states is linked to contact with those small animals. As of Wednesday, the outbreak had infected 11 people. Cases have been reported in Missouri, Minnesota, Colorado, Maine, Mississippi, Nebraska, Texas, and Wyoming. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.